Good afternoon, T. Clear.
Hi, is Randy there?
Unfortunately, Randy retired and he actually passed away.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that. Okay. Well, my name's Danny and I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. And I was trying to get, you know, back in touch with the business. Looks like last we were in contact was back in 2011. And it looks like we might have lost a bid to the Huntington National Bank. So just trying to get back in touch with the business, you know, and is there someone there I can speak with, like an office manager or someone like that?
Jeff Bauer might be able to help you. Let me put you on hold real quick and see if he's available.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Jeff Bauer.
Hey Jeff, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. I just wanted to touch base with you. We sent out some offers. We're trying to reconnect with the business. Looks like we were last in contact with the business back in 2011. And, you know, we do equipment finance and working capital. And, you know, was just trying to touch base and see what you guys had planned for the rest of this year. See if we couldn't help you guys out.
Okay. Well, right now we're in the process of buying some equipment, so I will need to get some finance on that.
Oh, nice. What kind of equipment are you looking to buy?
I was looking at some machinery, skid steer, and some pallet racking.
Some pallet racking, okay. And the skid steer, so you're looking at like a Bobcat, or are you looking more like a John Deere?
I don't know. We're just trying to see what's out there.
Yeah. Oh, so you're still like, you're looking, you don't have quotes or anything yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Okay. And is there a bank you guys normally lean on for financing that you use? Or?
Simply Huntington.
Oh, Huntington. And that's just, was that just offered, like, how did you build that relationship? Did you guys just use them in the past?
I've been banking with them for 5 years.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. You just go right to the source. Okay. And, you know, when are you looking to bring this equipment on?
Well, some of it we just purchased. Well, we've got a quote on it. I mean, we've made a down payment on some of it. So we'll be financing the rent, or basically trying to reimburse ourselves because it took it out of our line of credit at the moment. So.
Oh, okay.
Some of it's coming in within the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
2 to 3 weeks, and then there's the other part. We haven't made any offers on anything yet.
Okay.
So we're trying to lump it all together, but if I need to break it into multiples, I can do multiples.
Right. That makes sense. And so what did you just put on the line of credit that you had over there?
It was the down payment on the new router and the down payment on the pallet racks.
Okay. Router and pallet racks. Okay. All right. So you already have those. So you just put the down payment on and are in the process. Have you already received everything, or you just?
No. That's what I said. They should be coming in within the next few weeks.
Okay.
At which point, then I got to pay the rest of them.
Okay, that makes sense. All right. And then with the skid steer, you're still kind of like looking around.
Right. We're still looking for something that fits our needs.
Right. Right. Okay. And with this, are these all new, or are you replacing?
The router, it's a used router but it's a new piece of equipment for us. It's something we're expanding. We needed it.
Uh-huh.
Pallet racking is new, and the skid steer will be a replacement for one that's pretty much dying.
Right. I know once those things start to go, they just fall apart.
ours is 20 years old.
Oh, wow. So you definitely got your... Yeah, it's definitely two. And with the router, I'm not really too familiar with what type of equipment is that?
It's a piece of machinery that, in our case, we're using it to route foam a design into the foam for one of our products. So, but you can use them for wood or metal, or we just happen to be using it for foam.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Is this like a new line of product you guys are doing, or you've just always outsourced that work?
It's new, so...
Oh, that's great. That's good. And when are you guys, you know, needing it by? I know it's on the way, but all this up and running, including the skid steer.
Well, I was hoping I'd have a skid steer found now, so like I said, I could combine them. But if I need to just put the pallet rack and the router in one line, and then when I find a skid steer, do a separate note for that one, I can do that. That's not a big deal.
Okay. All right, no problem. And have you, you know, gone with Huntington, or have you talked to them recently about financing?
They know that I'm going to buy some stuff. I haven't given them any dollar amounts because I wasn't sure. And then our banker was on vacation, just got back, so I haven't talked to them.
Okay.
So if you want to send me over some information, that would be great.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll put together an email for you. And you're the 100% owner?
I'm the CFO.
Okay. And what's the ownership, you know, breakdown over there?
Well, the ownership, it's all family, so it's a privately owned company.
Okay. Is there, like, multiple owners then, I'm guessing?
Yeah. I mean, the husband and wife own probably 87%, and then the kids own some.
Okay. Yeah, just because I know with our equipment finance program, we will need, you know, majority of the ownership in order, for our equipment finance programs. So the 87%, the husband and wife, you said?
Yep.
Okay. And what were the gross annual sales like last year for you guys?
I think it was around $8 million.
Okay. Are you guys projected to go above that this year?
We're hoping.
Right. Okay.
We were doing really well up until about a month ago, and everything dried up a little bit.
What do you guys...
It's starting to shake again a little bit, but yeah, we were going gangbusters, and all of a sudden it's just like, what happened?
Right. A lot of people are saying, you know, this year's been just odd because the election year, you know, everyone's kind of waiting to see what happens. Have you noticed that, or is it something else, you think?
I don't know. Like I said, it was just really weird.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing really well, and all of a sudden it's just like, wow. I don't know exactly what it is, but I mean, some of the stuff's starting to move again, but it was just like, wow.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of scary how quick it happens, you know? It's just out of nowhere sometimes. And do you guys have a lot of repeat customers, or is it...
Oh, yeah, we do.
Okay. Have you noticed them, you know, going elsewhere, or are they usually pretty loyal to you guys?
No, they're usually very loyal, for the most part, so...
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on the projects they're working on.
Right.
So.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. And yeah, so do you guys have any, like, working capital or any loans out right now?
Well, we do have our line of credit.
Right.
And then we have one large loan from back that Huntington has, so.
Okay. And how large is the loan that you guys have?
$1.3 million.
$1.3 million? Okay. And what's the, you know, terms that you guys, or the total payback on that? And
It's on a 10-year.
Okay. And is that the 1.3 including the total payback, or is that just
the
amount?
That's total outstanding.
Oh, that's the current balance?
Actually, it's less than that. It's about 1.1 now.
Okay, 1.1. Okay. All right, and then with the line of credit, how big is your guys' line over there?
400.
And how much you guys have, you know, is the current balance on the line?
I think 140, 160.
Okay, so you guys will have some room on that. And is that pretty typical? You guys use the line for equipment, or is just this instance you guys just...
No, it's meant for inventory.
Okay.
Because when we have to buy inventory and then with our turn cycle, sometimes I have to pay for inventory that I won't sell for a couple of months.
Right.
So, just because of our manufacturing process, so... that's mainly what that line is for. I try not to put equipment on it. It's just we came up with a couple of pieces and got great deals on them, so I wasn't going to pass them up.
Right, right, just opportunity, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to pass it up, so I figured I'd go back and get the financing after I secured it.
Exactly. Okay, that makes sense, just in that instance. And you guys, for that inventory, how often do you guys flip inventory? Like a monthly basis, or is it...
Again, it depends. Like right now, I've got some inventory that was ordered for specific construction projects. And they're on hold.
Okay.
They're due to release in the next couple of weeks, but they were supposed to ship a month ago. So it just...
But yeah, I know.
Things
it's
happen
tough
on construction sites.
No, it's true, and you guys, I'm guessing, have like net, you know, 30 to 60, even 90 payouts, even?
30. They're paying storage on all of it.
Oh, yeah, that's good. At least you still have that. Is that all in the contract? Or you make sure?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, and the reason why I asked, too, is because we do, you know, working capital as well.
Right.
Just kind of get an idea how you guys operate. It's another option available on top of the equipment, because we do both. And, I mean, do you guys, you know, have a plan B if you're not able to find funding, or you guys?
Well, we're capital. I mean, we have enough capital. I mean, if we had to, we can do some other things. Got some investments I could sell off, but I don't want to.
Right. Okay. All right, at least it's better to have options, you know. And how would you, you know, rate your credit? Is it, like, good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's somewhere in the middle because we've been recovering. There was a large embezzlement back in 2009. Well, actually, it started in 2006. Wasn't found until 2009.
Oh, wow.
There was a deep hole to dig out of, and that's where that $1.3 million loan, that was a small portion of it, that was what was left.
Okay.
That we've been trying to dig out and pay off.
Right, right. Okay. And, yeah, so you guys have that, so that was back in, so how many years are you in on that loan?
2009.
Oh, so, okay, so you guys are quite a bit into that loan. You took that loan out in 2000 and...
No, there was an outstanding loan in that we paid off. And this is just part of the recovery.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. And, yeah, we have, you know, multiple programs, and we work with credit tiers A to D. I know it would be tough, you know, not having that much borrowing power as a consumer, but we definitely have programs available that I'm sure we'll be able to find you a good fit. And, you know, with everything, with the router and all this, like, do you have, a return on investment in mind, or is also equipment going to start paying for itself right away?
Well, if the new project takes off the way we're thinking, it should pay for itself probably within a year. When I go into looking at equipment, I expect within a 3-year payback.
Right.
I mean, if I get paid back in 3 years, I'm fine. If I get paid back in a year, bonus.
Right. And have you done that?
I always figure 3 years.
Around 3 years.
I know some of the equipment that we've purchased recently have paid itself off in about 9 months.
Oh, wow. So in the past, you know, it's like right around the 9-month mark to 3 years you start.
Well, it just depends on the equipment. This new router, I figured 3 years based on the projections. If we get the sales that we're looking at with the new products, probably 9 to 10 months.
Wow, that's great. And with this new product, I know you mentioned it's like a foam type. Did you guys, have you what brought you to go to this new route or product? Is just the way the market's going?
We've been building a version of the product, and basically there was a need out in the marketplace, and this new process will take care of it. And it looks like from the interest we're getting on it, because right now we're making it with a different process, which is really slow and time-consuming.
Uh-huh.
And with the new router, like I said, we should be able to pay it off in 9 to 10 months.
9 to 10 months. Wow. Okay, that's great. And yeah, so you definitely want to get this going, you know, as soon as possible to start paying itself off. Right. Well, yeah, Jeff, I'd like to, you know, see exactly what we can do for you. You know, it's a real simple process. If you do have those quotes available, which I know for the router and the pallets, racks, and for that skid steer, I know you're still shopping around, but do you have an estimated cost on that?
No, we're not right now because we're kind of looking at some options.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some injection molds that I'm also going to be purchasing. So.
Okay.
Getting ready to put the down payment on that. I think those are like $25,000.
On the injection molds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, $25,000. How many of those are you? That's it for all of them, or?
It's one set. It's injection foam for one of our other product lines. And again, our payoff on that should be about a year.
About a year, okay. So that... Oh, the injection molding. Okay, that makes sense. And so that's around $25,000. And then how much was the router and the pallet racks?
The pallet racks are $10,500.
Okay.
Router looks like it's about 32 installed.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, so that's installed. And how long did it take them? I know for like CNCs and stuff, it takes quite a while to get it up and running. But I know it's not a CNC, but I was just curious if it was like that.
Well, the router is coming out of Alabama. It's going to be shipped by the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll take it a couple days to get here, and it should be installed and running within a week after that.
Okay. Okay, but not too bad then. So right away.
So by the end of the month, it should be up and running.
Okay. Sounds good. And, yeah, I definitely like to, like I said, you know, get this going for you. What would be a good email, Jeff, I can send you, you know, the application and as well as what we need to get, you know, an answer for you?
It's J Bauer, B-A-U-E-R.
B-A-U-E-R?
At finpan.net.
Finpan, F-I-N?
finpan.net.
Okay. Alrighty. Alright, Jeff, I'll go ahead. It's a real simple process, you know, with us, and we can, you know, I can actually get you an answer here. If we're able to get it, everything, by tomorrow, by the end of the week. I'm really quick how we work, and it's a one-page application, you know, for the router and the pallet racks and that injection, the mold injection as well, you can put on there. We just need like the totals. And do you have quotes? I know for the first two, but do you have quotes for the injection molds?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so you can send those, all the quotes over. It'd be a one-page app, and then it'd be 6 months business bank statements. They look at the cash flow, you know, just evaluate the cash flow of the company. And then it'd be, you know, your most recent tax return. Did you get an extension on 2015? Excuse me.
Well, we're on a fiscal year, so our tax returns are due in August. Well, our fiscal year ends August 31st.
Oh, okay. So you can use 2014 will work fine if you don't have it available. And yeah, we can actually, like I said, once those are all the documents we would need, and once we get those, we can, you know, get you an answer here by the end of the week on where you'd stand with us. Would you be able to get those, you know, when would you think you can get those documents over to me?
Probably by the end of the week.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, Jeff, I'll go ahead and shoot you over that email and about 15 minutes here with the application and all the documents we'd need. And then won't be a good time to follow up with you at the end of the week.
Yeah, Probably, well, I'm going to be off on Monday and Tuesday, so probably Wednesday next week.
Okay. So Monday, Tuesday next week?
I'm out. I'm out those 2 days.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't hear that. So, won't it be a good
Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
Is this time good for you, or is it earlier better?
This time should be fine.
Okay. All right, Jeff. Like I said, I'll shoot that over to you in about 15 minutes, and then I'll circle back with you, you know, on Wednesday. And, I'd like to get this going for you.
Okay.
All right. All right, well,
sounds good.
Okay. Talk soon, Jeff.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.